Private foundations. So in the world of 501c3, we have private foundations and non-private foundations. A non-private foundation is what you will think of as a public charity because it either meets a mechanical support test or for some other reason it has a public charity status. The everything else defaults to being a private foundation. A private foundation is a private foundation under the rules is subject to a lot of restrictions and prohibited transactions. The reason that is because of the potential for abuses. When the governance is allowed to be, for example, the family that also made the donations for the private foundation, by all means, they can have a charitable purpose and make grants or do wonderful programs. But Congress was concerned that there would be abuses of private foundations. So the laws that were put in the books in 1969 were intended to curb those abuses, and they are also what we are still using today. There are a variety of private foundation types. By far, most of them are non-operating foundations, or also called grant-making foundations. And out of all the foundation returns that are filed, that's about 90% of what the IRS receives. Most of the rest of them are operating foundations, mean that they're running a program or some kind of charitable direct activity, and then you have a few that fall into these other categories. We are not going to talk about those other ones tonight. So a grant-making foundation, for the foundations that you sit in, think about your activities. If you don't have this distinction already known to you, grant-making means you receive grant applications, you study them, you make grants to organizations, you observe the activities that they're doing.